Jesus said, I am the one who is speaking. I am the bread of life. I am before Abraham was. I am the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And now to conclude this series of the I Am talks, we have Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm going to start with a true story. It's a story that I've told many times before, and it's a story that I shall tell many times later. When our son Matthew was diagnosed at the age of 3 of having a very rare illness, Jenny and I were devastated. It didn't help when we read in the pamphlet that Matthew wasn't expected to live beyond double figures. We prayed. Boy, did we pray. And Matthew did reach double figures. And still we prayed. We prayed that one day perhaps Matthew, well, not perhaps, but one day Matthew would be healed. 1 month after his 13th birthday, Matthew died in his sleep. It seemed to us that the prayer hadn't worked, that in fact Matthew hadn't been healed. Until we heard a few weeks later, when Matthew's teacher said to his class that Matthew had died, one of them said, "Well, miss, he'll be dancing and singing with Jesus now." It seemed that actually Matthew was healed, because Matthew had never been able to dance and he'd never been able to sing. And last Sunday, Easter Sunday, we too were dancing and singing with Jesus. Perhaps not physically, but certainly spiritually. We celebrate his resurrection. As the angel said to the women when they went to embalm his body, the angel said, "Why do you seek him amongst the dead? He is not here." And as Jesus himself put it, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Wow. But what of this morning's reading? Ezekiel's prophecy of those dry bones. It's so easy to sing the spiritual song with the foot bone connected to the ankle bone and the ankle bone connected to the shin bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. But this passage is a prophecy that is far deeper than any song or any magic trick. The scattered exiled people of both Israel and Judah were dead to their Jewish religion. Ezekiel felt as though he was speaking to lifeless people. He was speaking to dry bones. The exiles would not respond to his message that one day they would be reunited, that they would be gathered together with the Messiah as their leader. The people ignored him. But the bones did not. Just as God brought life to those dry, dead bones, so he would bring new life to the spiritually dead people. Why do you seek him amongst the dead? He is not here. And then what of the story of Martha and Mary and their dead brother, Lazarus. Lazarus had laid in a tomb, a cave with a stone rolled in front of it. For 4 days, there was no doubt that he was indeed dead. There was no way that he might have been unconscious, or he might have been in a sleep or in a trance. No, he was dead. Martha and Mary were devastated. As Jesus went to grieve with them, it was Martha, the impetuous sister, the one who set to and carried out the spring cleaning on a previous visit by Jesus. It was she who ran out to meet him. In trying to comfort her, Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." "Yes, I know he will. He'll rise in the resurrection at the last day," Martha replied. And then Jesus said something quite remarkable. "I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," replied Martha. "I believe that you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. You are the one who was to come into the world." And then it was Mary's turn to see Jesus. Mary, you remember, was the quiet one, the thoughtful one. As she approached Jesus, she could not contain her tears. And Jesus was so moved that he too cried. They say, don't they, "Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone." And so, isn't it comforting when you have a friend or a relative alongside you when you are reduced to tears? Once again, St. John convinces us that Jesus is human. Jesus had emotions. Jesus cared for others. Jesus showed sadness. Jesus showed frustration. Jesus wept. And at the same time, John shows us that Jesus is human. He also shows us that Jesus is the Messiah. He is God. Jesus and Mary went to Lazarus' tomb. The stone was rolled away, and Jesus prayed to his Father and ordered Lazarus to come out, and he did. Where have we heard of a stone being rolled away from a tomb just recently? Exactly. "Why do you seek him amongst the dead? He is not here." We can be pretty sure that Jesus knew that within a matter of days, he too would be placed in a burial chamber similar to the one that had housed Lazarus's body. He knew that he had to die. He knew that he would be punished, not because he had done anything wrong, but because he would be asked to take all the punishment ever given, past, present and future, so that everyone can, and so that everyone will be forgiven. And to prove that death is not the end, 3 days following the crucifixion, everyone would be offered eternal life. "He who believes in me will live, even if he dies." Everyone can be singing and dancing with Jesus. With the raising of Lazarus, Once again, Jesus shows that he can conquer death. He can offer us all a new spiritual life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. Now, neither the disciples nor the two sisters could actually understand Jesus' words, and yet they did not lose their faith in him. They believed him when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." "Why do you seek him amongst the dead? He is not here." As with the raising of Jairus' daughter, the widow's son, and now Lazarus, Jesus shows his followers that there is a restoration to everlasting life for all those who believe. And of course, on top of that, we have the wonderful gift of hindsight. We know what happened on that first Easter day. We know that the women went to embalm Jesus' body, and we know what they found. They found the stone rolled away, and they found an angel who said, "Why do you seek him here amongst the dead? He is not here." In a few minutes, we're going to stand in front of each other and declare our faith. It is because of that first Easter morning that we believe and trust in God the Father who created all things. It is because of that first Easter morning that we believe and trust in God the Son who took our human nature, died for us, lived a perfect life, rose from the dead, and is coming again. It is because of that first Easter morning that we believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with his power and encourages us to love others. It is because of the first Easter morning that we believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is because of the first Easter morning that we believe that one day we too will be dancing and singing with Jesus. "Why do you seek him amongst the dead? He is not here. He is the resurrection and the life." Amen.